podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
Do you ever wonder what was going through the mind of the very first human who decided to drink milk from a cow? I'll let you sit with that thought for a sec.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They did what? What?
They did what?
What? What? What?
That can't be true.
What?
What? What? What? What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
they did
what?
Ridiculous.
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
What? I'm Tiliotti Black, and wait, they did what? Is the podcast that makes us raise our eyebrows when we look back on days gone by. I hope you've got your gumboots on, because today we're heading down to the farm. Is it just me, or do these olden day cows sound a bit strange? We've time-travelled all the way back to the 1960s when everyone drank milk. And I'm not talking about the fancy pants oat, almond or coconut stuff. I'm talking about the ridgy-didge full cream liquid straight from the cow's udders.
Our day usually begins and ends making contact with the milk industry. We wake up and collect the milk from our front gardens. Before we go to bed, we place empty milk bottles ready for the next delivery.
Those bottles were made from glass and they were delivered and taken away by a busy dude called the milkman, or Milko.
So I've heard it from my grandma, but also Miss Carter, our teacher. She said how every day the milkman would come and they'd get some fresh milk.
I've only seen very old movies.
Yeah, Milkos aren't very common these days. This guy predicted the future back in 1970 when Milkos were worried about losing their jobs.
Who's going to deliver milk in the future then if people are going broke?
Well, I would say within the next 10 years, possibly all the supermarkets and small shops would possibly get the whole truck.
Yep, most of us get our milk from the shops now. But pre-1960, not only did the Milko deliver the milk to people's homes, it was often raw. That means it wasn't processed in any way before it hit people's mouths.
That's very strange because it literally just came out of a cow.
I think that's disgusting because it'd have all the germs.
You never know, it might be the best milk you've ever had.
Well, that's the thing. Lots of people loved raw milk. They thought it was creamier, tastier, even healthier. So when it was banned, raw milk lovers kicked up a bit of a stink, like this woman in 1954.
I've been on raw milk for nearly 80 years.
And it's not done you much harm, has it?
Well, I don't think so when you live that long.
I mean, it's hard to argue with someone who drank raw milk for more than 80 years. But not everyone came out unscathed after their daily dose of dairy. Want to take a guess at why raw milk was banned?
Because people were getting sick and it would just harm more people if they didn't put a stop to it.
Because without it going through proper manufacturers, it can carry bacteria. So, like, there's less people getting sick from the milk.
That's right. Raw milk was making some people really sick. And I don't just mean lactose intolerant types like my Uncle Trevor. Pooey. Raw milk could contain all sorts of harmful bacteria, and one of the worst diseases you can get from drinking it was a deadly one called tuberculosis, or TB for short. So the government brought in laws to make farmers process their milk.
They squeeze it out of the udders and then it goes to a factory where it gets mixed with...
I believe that it gets mixed with, like, preservatives to keep it good for a while, and then it gets bottled up and sent to the shops.
Kinda. Here is an actual list of the steps milk goes through before it hits the supermarket fridge.
Step 1, collection and testing.
Step 2, separation.
Step 3, pasteurisation.
Step 4, homogenisation.
Step 5, fortification.
Whoa, those are some big words. Basically, the milk had to be treated so there was no nasty germs in it. Sometimes when the government got wind of people still drinking raw milk, they'd issue warnings like this one in 1974.
Using raw milk correctly.
Because it is raw milk and hasn't gone through the pasteurisation process, housewives should take the precaution of boiling it to about, or heating it to about 160, 100...
Housewives? Was no one else allowed in the kitchen? Today it's still illegal to sell raw milk, But some people do still reminisce about the olden days when the milk was creamier and delivered to their doorsteps.
I believe that everyone's taste buds are different, so some people might like raw milk, but I would probably prefer shop's milk.
Well, it's hard to say because I haven't tried it before, but I can give it a go.
I haven't tried it either, but I don't think raw would be good in case it has diseases.
I think that if you drink it raw and you get sick or you get a disease, that's your problem.
Harsh, but probably fair. But I do still wonder how we got into this whole situation in the first place. Like, what were humans thinking when they decided to squeeze a cow's teat and drink what came out?
That looks like a good place to get milk from. I wonder if I could do that too.
I wonder if that milk would be warm. How would it taste? Let's go give it a shot.
Holy cow.
Utterly hilarious. Till next time, I'll catch you on our next Blast from the Past in... Wait. They did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.
Ears up, Curly Crew. There's a new batch of bite-sized chunks of your favourite ethics podcast, Short and Curly.
Is it fair if siblings get the same thing at different ages?
Do adult-only areas discriminate against children?
What is the meaning of life?
Yikes, what a question. Hear answers to all these and more on Short and Curly Bites. Search for Short and Curly on the Kids tab of ABC Listen.